Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Brown. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Zoldak. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Zoldak. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Scarborough. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ray Scarborough. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Berardino moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berardino moves to third. Lehner moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out. Lehner moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost juggles the ball. That's an error on Yost. Lehner scores. Heath moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Browns. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman misplays the ball. That's an error on Christman. Heath moves to third. Stevens moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Scarborough. Heath scores. Stevens moves to third. Brown moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berardino takes first base on ball 4. Zaldak moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vernon moves to third. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Vernon scores. Pretty moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is walked intentionally. Ray Scarborough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarborough hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2. And the Senators won. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards third. Dillinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Lehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 1 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Early hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-1 in the game. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lehner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McBride. Lehner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lehner scores. Heath moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heath moves to third. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. Heath scores. Stevens goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Browns. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Early takes first base on ball 4. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Scarborough. Judnick scores. Early moves to second. It's 6-1, Browns. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-2 in the game. Zaldak strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Early Wynn pinch hits for Ray Scarborough. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milo Candini now pitching. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 3 in the game. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a pop-up towards short. Steven settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stevens strikes out. 1 out. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Pretty moves to second. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by early for a passed ball. Pretty moves to third. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Evans hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case pinch hits for Milo Candini. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Browns will come to bat. Scott Carey now pitching. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Early strikes out. One out. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak is 0-for-3 in the game. Zoldak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman misplays the ball. That's an error on Christman. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Zoldak moves to second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berardino hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lehner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zoldak fields it and throws to first for the out. Lewis moves to third. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Zoldak. Lewis scores. It's 6-2, Browns. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-3 in the game. Spence hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zoldak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Senators 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Stevens hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is bouncing around. Spence is chasing the ball. Stevens rounds third and comes all way home with an inside the park two-run home run. It's 8-2, Browns. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown strikes out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Judnick strikes out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Early takes first base on ball 4. Sam Zoldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zoldak is 0-for-4 in the game. Zoldak hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. Pretty moves to third. One out. Frank Mancuso pinch hits for Scott Carey. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 8, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.